Up and Vanished in the Midnight Sun is released every Thursday and brought to you absolutely free. But for ad-free listening and exclusive bonuses, subscribe to Tenderfoot Plus at tenderfootplus.com or on Apple Podcasts. Up and Vanished in the Midnight Sun is intended for mature audiences and may include topics that can be upsetting, such as emotional, physical, and sexual violence, rape, and murder. The names of survivors have been changed for anonymity purposes. Testimony shared by guests of the show is their own and does not reflect the views of Tenderfoot TV or Odyssey. Thank you so much for listening.
All right, this will be an interview between Andy Klamser and Jake. Is it Stettin Benz?
Yes, sir.
Did you have friends over to the house on Friday or Saturday night?
I didn't have friends Friday, and most definitely didn't have friends the next night.
Were you aware of him going to the beach with Chrissy on Saturday?
Saturday?
Yep.
No.
He probably would have left like around noon.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so he went missing Sunday afternoon, right?
It sounds like it, because it sounds like you were the last person to see him.
Okay, so I was confusing myself. I went bridge jumping Saturday evening.
Do you remember what you were doing on Friday evening?
No, I do not.
Do you remember if Joseph's truck was at the house when you got home Saturday night?
No, I don't.
Did you just get dropped off?
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing the pickup that he was using at the house on Sunday?
Mm-mm. It was a stressful summer. There might have been some confusion if you've talked to the state troopers before.
Mm-hmm.
They first asked me what I did that Saturday night. I couldn't remember to save my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, on the spot, I've never talked to a state trooper like this about a missing person. So I made a dumb move and made up a story.
To me, it seems like either you were lying now or you were lying then. It doesn't sound like you're being 100% truthful with me.
Well, what did you tell the troopers that wasn't true?
That I went down the Teller Road to a different bridge. They went straight to my friends, and they got a different story. It didn't make me look good, or I was lying to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came back to me after all the questions. Doesn't match up with your story. What were you really doing?
And what did you say at that point?
When you guys came back, where did you go? Did Tyler drop you off somewhere?
Yeah.
He dropped you off. And then you say you made it home at midnight 30, so what was the rest of it, brother? What did you do the rest of the night? It doesn't sound like you're being 100% truthful with me. We got 4 or 5 hours in the evening that I'd love to know what you did. I mean,
what happened after you guys went and Tyler dropped you off? That's the question.
Man, I want somebody just to play video games.
Okay.
So what did you do Saturday night when you got back to Nome from bridge jumping?
I want to say more than likely, I probably just went to bed.
Tenderfoot TV in Atlanta. This is Up and Vanished in the Midnight Sun, Chapter 2. I'm your host, Payne Lindsay. The timeline for that weekend is covered with holes. After midnight Friday, something bad happened to Joseph. And from that point forward, nothing makes sense anymore. Joseph texted his fiance Saturday morning, but she feels like it wasn't really him. An unexplained 27-minute phone call with Christine. Was he really at the beach with her? Jake does not remember that. but he does remember seeing Joseph in the hallway Sunday at 1 p.m.
What are your sort of gut instincts about what probably happened to him?
I think something bad happened to him. My mom said when they were searching for him, there was 30 plus bears in that area. I think a bear might have gotten to him.
I talked to Joseph's sister, who was a part of every search, and she saw zero bears.
I wish I could help you guys. I'm with you in the same boat. I just want to find them. I just want to know what happened.
You remember about when you got home after being out bridge jumping?
I'm going to be honest with you, I really don't remember what time.
Okay.
What does Jake remember exactly about anything?
And who were you with?
My friend Tyler and my friend Emery.
Okay, Tyler and Emery. Maybe they can help.
Hey, Tyler.
Yes.
No, I'm Andy Klamser. Nice to meet you.
Since Jake had difficulty remembering events from Saturday or Saturday night, was he messed up that day? Was he, like, drinking or?
I don't think he was drinking. Like I said, we went out bridge jumping every weekend, so I mean, summertime, it's nice. We just want to jump in the water off the bridge.
Right. So, I mean, did you think it was unusual that Jake was trying to get people to say they were with him Saturday night?
Oh, he wasn't doing that.
No, he was, because we have the text he sent you guys about that.
I'm going to tell you the same thing I told the trooper. Jake didn't know what he was doing. He being stupid, and he had to come up with a story or something because, I don't know, I guess he just wanted the trooper out of his way or something.
Did you pick up Jake and Emery on Saturday?
I think so.
So what did you do after getting back to Nome on Saturday night, like about 10:30?
Hung out at Jake's, played some games.
So Tyler takes Emery and Jake bridge jumping Saturday. Conflicting times and locations, but putting that aside, Tyler ends up back at Jake's house playing video games that night.
When we start playing video games, we play for a couple hours or so.
How long do you think you were at Jake's Saturday night?
I don't know. I didn't have my timer on.
Is he a train conductor from the 1920s? What timer?
We're wasting your time. You're wasting our time. I mean, we got no beneficial stuff for you.
Oh, he must have brought his pocket watch this time.
What happened after you guys went and Tyler dropped you off?
Man, honestly, I'm not interested in playing video games.
Jake says he was playing video games Saturday night, too.
And who were you with?
And my friend Tyler and my friend Emery.
Jake and Tyler are playing video games past midnight. So what's up with Emery?
All right, this will be an interview between Andy Klamser and Emery Bushu. We're at the Aurora Inn conference room. It's the 1st of October, 2016. The time now is about 2:21 p.m.
Andy interviewed Emery.
So we're trying to get better information on what was going on the weekend of June 25th. That's the weekend that Mr. Balderas went missing. And that would be the weekend that the troopers asked you about at some point. Do you remember what you were doing on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of that weekend?
This is exactly what I told the troopers. I have no memory of that day. I mean, we obviously, what I believe is we went out to Sinuk. I don't remember the exact day, so I can't really put anything in there for you.
Okay. And this is to go bridge jumping, right?
Yeah.
You think that would have been Friday or Saturday?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Okay. Do you remember if you went bridge jumping like 2 days or two nights in a row, like Friday and Saturday both?
I wouldn't be surprised.
It sounds like you guys would go out and do this a lot in the summer, right?
Yeah.
And so it'd be hard to distinguish.
Like that weekend
from another?
Oh, just a blur.
Right.
Just a blur. How are we to believe anything they say?
Do you still have any of the text messages on your phone? There was this whole confusing thing where Jake was, you know, trying to...
Yeah, so here's what he said happened. He said they asked him what happened that day, and he's like, I couldn't remember, so I just made something up. And I told him we went out on this route. Why did you lie? It's the worst thing you could do. But yeah, he.
What did he say? What did he say to that?
Jake?
Yeah.
What did he say, like, in the text?
When you told him. No, I mean, when you were talking about, I told him it was, like, the worst thing you could do.
We were just dogging on him. We're telling him he's stupid, you're an idiot. Just giving him a bunch of crap.
So anyway, do you still have any of the text messages from way back then?
I'd have to scroll a lot, but I could find it right now if you wanted me to, but I'd be scrolling for...
Well, let's see. Because otherwise, at some point, it's going to get lost. So let's just see if you can find them.
Emery eventually does find them.
Can I just take a picture of them?
Go for it.
So it's just lay it flat there.
Andy took pictures of Emery's phone. In the conversation he had with Jake, it goes like this. Jake, Emery, I had to use you and Tyler in a story for the state trooper. Emery, what did you say? Jake, that us three took a drive to Solomon at 8 p.m., got back at like 1 a.m. This is supposed to be Saturday night, the day before he went missing. He asked what I did Saturday, and if I saw him or whatnot. Emery, all right. Pretty basic conversation. Weird, though. But I noticed something that was slightly different in the state trooper's report. Could be nothing, but it's at least odd. In the police report, they refer to these same texts, but in the trooper's version, Emery responded differently, saying, quote, I honestly don't remember that day at all. And Jake responded, quote, me neither. So either those two texts were deleted prior to Andy's interview, or the state trooper just pulled that quote out of thin air? I don't think so.
Did you think it was unusual that Jake was trying to get people to say they were with him that Saturday night?
We were with him. It's just he said he didn't remember that day and he just had to make something up. I guess he panicked. I don't know why.
So what? Tell me what Jake said later about all this. After the troopers contacted you guys, talked about it. What did he say about why he lied about it?
That's just what came to his head, I guess. Because he said he doesn't remember that day, so he didn't want to seem suspicious or anything, but he did the worst thing.
If he didn't remember, then how would he even know he's lying?
Because that, like, totally made him look suspicious.
Yes, exactly.
So you don't really have an independent memory of this particular weekend, right? So it wouldn't do any good to ask you questions about that particular weekend that the guy went missing?
Yeah, that's why I called you yesterday. I just wanted to get it over with. He just told me what he told you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he assumed I was going to say the same stuff. I thought this was going to be just a few questions because there's really nothing I can say about it or...
This is a few questions. I eliminated like 90% of the questions, so...
Okay.
Did Jake at any point actually ask you to lie for him about anything that weekend?
He wanted me to stick with that story, but I figured since I don't know what I did either, so I'm just going to tell him I don't know what happened.
Has Jake said anything about Joseph's disappearance?
Jake never talked to him. And the rooms are right next to each other. They just keep it to themselves. Every time I was there, and Joe would come home, he'd go either to the kitchen, make some food, and then straight to his room. He talks on the phone a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But that was pretty much it. He always went straight to his room.
Mm-hmm.
Never said anything to us.
Joseph, you mean?
Yeah.
You know if there was any friction between Jake and Joseph?
I doubt it.
Did you ever meet this fellow that went missing?
One time. Downstairs in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Where he was staying at, where Jake lives. I introduced myself one night when he was cooking. Shook his hand. That was about it. I went back upstairs, started playing some more games with Jake.
Okay. And that was it, huh? That was the only time?
That was the only time I ever talked to him.
Have you known Jake all your life?
My sophomore year of high school.
Okay.
Freshman, sophomore year, something like that.
So what are your general impressions of Jake as a person?
He's one of my best friends. That's all you gotta hear.
Okay.
I hang out with him every day.
Is he honest?
Yeah, for sure. I wouldn't be his friend if he wasn't. But he's one of my best friends. He's, yeah. I'll probably head over there after this.
The three bestest friends. I wonder what Emery talked to Jake about after this. Or maybe he completely forgot to even go over there. At least they're consistent.
A year from today, what would your dream private practice look like? Would you spend less time chasing claims or only working with clients who value your skill set? What if you had a network to reach out to for questions or free continuing education? What if you had more time for yourself? Alma empowers you to confidently accept insurance, backed by an all-in-one EHR that simplifies scheduling, documentation, and day-to-day practice operations. With a network of engaged providers and free CE resources, Alma makes it easy for you to build the practice of your dreams on your terms. Alma believes that when therapists get the support they need, mental health care gets better for everyone. Learn more about Alma at helloalma.com/get-started. Your dream practice is closer than you think. Get started now at helloalma.com/get-started.
So, compiling all the facts and the statements made by Jake and his friends Tyler and Emery, it appears certain parts of that weekend they remember quite clearly. They did go bridge jumping, they think. Let's say it was Saturday, or both days even. Collectively, they do remember doing that and coming back into town that Saturday evening. Both Jake and Tyler claim they spent the rest of the night at Jake's house playing video games. And according to them, both Joseph and Joseph's truck were not there. The rest of it is fuzzy for them. But on Sunday morning, Jake's memory is crystal clear again. And he recalls with near certainty that he saw Joseph's truck back at the house and saw Joseph himself in the hallway at 1 p.m. If this is true, it's like a David Blaine reappearing magic trick. The window of time in which Joseph could have come back to the house unnoticed and leave immediately again at 1 p.m. is beyond bizarre behavior. Also, how'd he do it? And you'd think if Joseph really came back to the house Sunday at 1 p.m., he'd respond to any of the dozens of missed calls and messages. People were blowing up his phone. Okay, devil's advocate. Maybe his phone was broken. Then why not email your fiance, just like you did on Friday? And where would Joseph be heading back out to at this point anyway? And did he bring his broken phone with him? Do you see what I'm saying here? Any way you try to rationalize Jake's sighting of Joseph on Sunday makes no sense whatsoever. So let's continue trying to fill these gaps here. After Andy spoke to Tyler and Emery, he followed up with another one of Jake's friends named Cam. Cam was also a part of Jake's friend group and hanging around that weekend that Joseph went missing. Here's Andy's phone call with him.
We're trying to get better information and a better understanding of what was going on the weekend of June 25th when Joseph went missing. Part of this, partly because Jake had trouble initially figuring out what was going on. Do you recall what you were doing on that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
The Friday, I can't really remember, but I do know that Saturday we went out bridge jumping to Cynic Bridge. We were probably out there till maybe 6-ish and then came back into town.
What time did you guys get back in Nome?
I would probably say anywhere from 7 to 8, 8:30.
Okay. Who all was driving?
I believe I drove my vehicle. I know Tyler had his vehicle.
So how sure are you that you guys went out there on Saturday versus Friday?
I want to say I'd be about 80% sure that we're out there on Saturday and not Friday. I can look at pictures for what date was it again? June what?
Saturday was June 25th. So we're wondering about the 24th and the 25th.
Okay, 24th. I can look through my phone right now. Okay, June 25th, we were out at Salmon Lake. So that must have been the 24th that we went to Cynic.
Okay.
And so, yeah, the 25th, we're at Salmon Lake. I have I have a picture of me and one of my friends that was there, but that's it.
And is there a date or something on it?
Yeah, there is a date. Nome AK, June 25, Nome, Taylor Island.
So did Jake ever ask you to say that you were with him that weekend?
No, he never asked me to ever say anything to anyone specifically about anything about it.
Okay. Sometime shortly after that weekend, Jake had some injuries on his face. Did you know anything about that?
Yeah, I was with them right before it happened, and they went out to Safety Roadhouse, and they were playing catch with a football, and Jake had fallen and scratched up his face bad, pretty bad.
Okay. Is this based on what Jake told you, or did somebody else tell you about it?
Tyler and Emery, who were with them, they told me about it. They sent me a Snapchat of his face while he was sleeping in the vehicle, and then they said, Jake, yeah, that's how I found out.
What did his face look like?
There was just some scratches on it, some scabs on, like, his chin, jawline area, one on his cheek bone. And I think he had one on his wrist, too.
Let's see, so Saturday you would have gone to Salmon Lake.
Yep.
And what time do you think everybody got back to Nome?
Probably around the same time frame, you know, 7 to 8, 8:30 when it starts getting a little colder outside.
Was there any small gathering or party on Friday or Saturday of that weekend?
Saturday night, I want to say there was a bachelor party at the pit, and that's what I was doing on that night, Saturday night.
So Jake wasn't there?
No, yes, Jake was with me. Jake was with me. That's when he first met that night at the pit.
What pit was that?
It's just they own a lot of land and they call it their pit, but it's the Pomerankies from like Alaska Gold.
How do you know their pit?
I remember it well now.
Why? Why do you remember it well?
That's when he first met that night. It was just funny. It was just funny watching Jake talk to her.
Cam remembers clearly and differently that Saturday night. Cam and Jake were at a party.
How sure are you that it was that Saturday night and that Jake was there?
Oh, I'm positive that he was with me out there.
So Jake went to a party with Cam on Saturday night.
Did Jake ride out there with you?
Yeah, he did.
And Cam drove Jake out there.
Did anybody else ride with you?
Yes, two pharmacy interns that my mom works with, they rode out there with me as well.
And so they would have ridden out there with you and Jake?
Mm-hmm. Positive that he was with me out there. I know Jake was there because as we were leaving, he was trying to get to come to go home with him, but she said negative.
Do you have a memory of dropping Jake off when you got back to town?
Yeah, because I went over to his house with him, with Abby and the other pharmacy student. We were there for a while, and then I dropped him off to go to his house, and then that's when I dropped off the pharmacy interns, and then I went home.
All of you went over to Jake's initially when you got back?
Yep. We were there for no more than an hour, and then I had dropped him off at and I dropped them off and I went home.
And then you dropped Jake off at
Yep.
The censored name you're hearing is Jake's summer girlfriend.
So what time did you drop him at
I would say after 4 a.m.
For her protection, I'm going to refer to her as Leah.
When you got to the house Saturday night, it actually would have been here pretty early in the morning when you guys came back from that pallet party. Mm-hmm. Was Joseph's truck there, or was Joseph at the house?
No, I don't believe. I know he wasn't there, and I do not believe this vehicle was there. Jake didn't usually like us coming over too late or staying too late if Joseph was there.
So Cam tells a completely different story. He says that Saturday evening, he drove Jake and himself out to a big bonfire party, and he's certain it was that night. And he remembers it because it was the first night that Jake met Leah, a summer intern who would soon become Jake's girlfriend. So Jake lied to the police more than once. He told the troopers that on Saturday night, he stayed in and played video games at his house. Tyler said that too. He also told Andy that he went to sleep afterwards. But I have multiple videos and pictures with the metadata in them that clearly state the date and time and show for a fact that Jake was at this party. But why would he lie about this? Cam says they left the party super late, went back to Jake's house for about an hour around 4 a.m., hung out, and then dropped Jake off at Leah's house, which had to have been at 5 a.m. or later. Cam also did not remember seeing Joseph or his truck at the house. So this time window now has shrunk tremendously. Joseph would have had to have magically appeared between 6 a.m. and like 12:30 p.m. on Sunday. And if Jake really went to this girl Leah's house, then what time did he go back home? In order to go to sleep, wake up, and all of a sudden have a perfectly clear recollection of Joseph in their house. It's more like, which lie do we want to believe? More importantly, why is anyone lying here in the first place?
Hi, I'm Karina Bemisterfer, host of Morning Cup of Murder, your daily true crime podcast. Yes, you heard me right, daily true crime. Every day, Morning Cup of Murder tells you a straightforward, short-form story about murder, true crime, cold cases, disappearances, serial killers, cults, and more. And I do that all in under 15 minutes. With over 3 years of stories and over 20 million downloads, the Morning Cup of Murder podcast has become a staple of so many people's daily routines. So why not add it to yours? Stream Morning Cup of Murder everywhere you listen to podcasts, and remember, stay safe.
Going back through all the tape, Andy himself pointed out something weird that Jake had said on his own about Leah, his summer girlfriend. On the day that Andy went to Jake's house to take pictures and have him cycle around through that rifle, he made an interesting comment that stood out to him.
So would you mind cycling one of these through the rifle and then letting me keep it?
I don't know when that would be.
I mean, could you just do it right now? Just cycle one through? Basically, you just load it and put one in the chamber and then eject it. Yeah, that's it. All right, I'm out of here.
Before Andy was out the door, Jake had one last question for him.
So I'm just curious, but my mom was asking me how everything went between you and I earlier, and I was like, it was fine, totally fine. Simple question.
Right.
And she was telling me that you knew about she was a summer science intern. She was brought up here from Florida.
He's referring to Leah.
You said that, yeah, you brought her up, and I was just curious how you came to know about her.
That's not ringing a bell. Who was it again?
Her real name, but she goes with she's an intern.
An intern where?
From Florida.
But where does she work?
She was working with the camp department here in Nome. They host this summer program for, I want to say teenagers, just to get them exercising during the summer, you know, healthy-related things. But she said, my mom mentioned
that. Oh, is this a girl for your girlfriend?
At the time.
Oh, no, actually, I didn't know about her.
I was just curious if someone said something to you about her. Is she?
No, actually. Was she even in Nome this summer?
Yeah. Yeah, they were here for about 3-4 months.
Like her and her whole family?
No, a bunch of other interns from the same program, but they were randomly chosen throughout the United States.
And she was doing that. And you guys just dated while she was here?
I wouldn't say dated. She came up here, I met her, we played a little bit. I mean, I still talk to her today. It's just, we're not, there's no possession or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Good friend, I guess you could say.
Okay. Did she go out bridge jumping with you?
They were there, but I didn't tell them at the time.
Okay. So did all of that group, were they all out there?
Yeah, with those interns, they were there.
Mm-hmm. So did she ever come by the house here?
Yeah, I brought her over a couple times.
Did she meet Joseph?
No. No, she didn't. She's never seen mountains before. Never seen snow. I told her about this earlier, like after we spoke, and she kind of freaked out. I'm like, well, you didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. We're good. So.
It's kind of hard to hear him. So I'm paraphrasing. But Jake basically says, I told her about this, and she kind of freaked out. And he said, we didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. Nothing to worry about. Freaked out? What do you mean freaked out?
Why did she freak out? I wonder.
She's just kind of like one of those inner city people.
Mm-hmm.
Like it blew my mind when she's never seen snow. I don't know. It surprised her, I guess you could say.
Hmm.
Is right. Why would she freak out? Or did she even freak out? Or why are you so concerned about her in this moment? You brought her up to Andy on your own. And why didn't you tell anyone else about this girlfriend? Or the night that you met her? What does Jake not want her to know? Okay, I'm going to take you back nearly 2 years ago to the very first time I met Andy Klamser. We sat down in an Airbnb and Mike and I set up for our first interview with Andy. At this point in time, I knew very little about Joseph's case.
I want to say the work you did is impressive.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. Hands down, it's just so in-depth, and I gotta just tip my hat. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you. I never get any feedback on my work. Yeah. The attorneys I work for, it's just like, oh, well, this is just what they expect, and, you know.
About an hour into our discussion, Andy starts to unpack the details of Joseph's roommate, Jake.
They realized that he was texting friends, trying to get friends to create an alibi for him for Saturday night.
Why would somebody be doing that?
Obviously, because he was trying to hide something. So that alone should have opened a murder investigation, right? But they didn't.
What do you think in terms of investigative steps would be the things that we need to focus on and hit?
The woman in Florida.
Oh, is this a girl for your girlfriend?
At the time.
Oh, no, actually I didn't know about her. When did she go back to Florida?
I was at the beginning of August.
The woman in Florida, Leah, Jake's girlfriend that summer. The one lead he wanted to follow up on.
I don't think so, not unless the attorneys say there's some reason to. I mean, if she didn't know Joseph.
It's hard to hear, but Jake asked Andy if the cops were going to interview her.
If I had continued working on this, the first thing I would have done is talk to the woman in Florida. There were some college students from out of state who had come up to do some kind of field work that summer. The roommate had met one of these young women. That woman would be a very important person to talk to. In my opinion, all roads lead back to the roommate. When did she see him that night? How long was she with him? How was he acting? Did he say anything about his roommate? There's a lot of questions that someone should ask her. You know, why is he lying about what he was doing? Why was he trying to create an alibi? He's the only person who claims to have seen Joseph on Sunday. If I had continued working on this, The first thing I would have done is talk to this girl in Florida.
All these years later, like the true detective he is, the one thing that's kept Andy up at night about this case was Jake's girlfriend that summer, Leah, who apparently moved back to Florida in August 2016. So ever since then, for almost 2 years, we've been trying our hardest to find her. And we found her.
During the day, on Saturday, June 25th, I went bridge jumping. But Jake was not there. Later that Saturday night, I went to a party at a camp outside Nome. The party was late. It probably started around 10 or 11 p.m. and went until 4 or 5 in the morning. Jake was at this party. I know that for certain. Because I talked to him face to face for over 30 minutes. Just me and him. I was having a drink, standing by a keg at the party. And that's when Jake first approached me. We talked for a while, then eventually, we walked off on our own. It's a little fuzzy because I had been drinking, but I remember we had a very long conversation. Off to the side. Off to the side. And then he kissed me.
This is Leah, Jake's girlfriend that summer, who he met the night of June 25th.
So I meet Jake at this party. Everyone's drunk. And let me just preface by saying my life is entirely different now. We drank a lot. He's just like flirting with me. Like he's literally just like wants my number, wants to get to know me. We're talking about our birthdays. And then he kissed me. Definitely wasn't like a 5 or 10 minute conversation. We like talked, got each other's number. He literally kissed me, like spent time talking, getting to know each other, interested in each other. He was mostly just hitting on me. I remember being by the car talking to him and the girls being like, come on, let's go. So I went from talking to him, him getting my number and everything, and then leaving right after.
He claims to the cops by 12:30 a.m. he was back at his house playing video games.
No, that is straight up not true.
Why would he say that?
I have no idea. So many people saw you at this party. Why are you not coming out and saying that you were there and that's what you did? Even if you were blackout drunk and don't remember being at that party, and people are asking you your alibi, why not just say you're there? Wouldn't you just text us and say, hey guys, can you not just confirm that we were at this party? All the girls, the interns I've lived with, we all left together. I was drunk. I literally was completely asleep. The next morning, I saw that he had texted me and tried to come over.
But then I told Leah that Cam claims he dropped Jake off at her house around 5 a.m. And she says,
he didn't come over.
I know who I believe.
It is shocking. I don't know. I'm having a lot of thoughts.
We're still very deep into both investigations right now. And the amount of new information we're getting is insane. Next Thursday, we're dropping episode 17. It's a finale episode, but only for now. Because after that, we're coming back with 8 more episodes. And in this final installment, we'll be tying together and closing the knots on the disappearances of Joseph Balderas and Florence Akpialik, starting with Florence. So like I said, this is far from over. And next week will be the finale episode of this installment. And after a short break, we'll be returning with 8 more episodes on these same 2 cases, starting firstly with Florence Akpialik and what we've learned over the last 6 months. So tune in next Thursday for the biggest episode this season by far and learn more about where these cases are going. If you want to discuss the case more, join our Discord. There's a link to the Discord in the description. You can follow me on Instagram at PayneLindsay and at Up and Vanished. See you next week.
Up and Vanished in the Midnight Sun is a production of Tenderfoot TV in association with Odyssey. Your host is PayneLindsay. The show is written by PayneLindsay with additional assistance from Mike Rooney. Executive producers are Donald Albright and PayneLindsay. Lead producer is Mike Rooney, along with producers Dylan Harrington and Cooper Skinner. Editing by Mike Rooney and Cooper Skinner, with additional editing by Dylan Harrington. Supervising producer is Tracy Kaplan. Additional production by Victoria McKenzie, Alice Kanique Glenn, and Eric Quintana. Artwork by Rob Sheridan. Original music by Makeup and Vanity Set. Mix and mastered by Cooper Skinner. Thank you to Oren Rosenbaum and the team at UTA, Beck Media and Marketing, and the Nord Group. Special thanks to all of the families and community members that spoke to the team. Additional information and resources can be found in our show notes. For more podcasts like Up and Vanished, search Tenderfoot TV on your favorite podcast app or visit us at tenderfoot.tv. Thanks for listening.